How big a role does technology play in our daily lives, and is it a good or a bad thing? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels that aim to answer that heady question, and a few other big ones as well. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. We did a Gabrielle Zevin special back in 2017 to cover Young Jane Young and the storied life of A.J. Vickery. Both of those novels won her lots of fans, including me, and now her latest, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, has achieved instant New York Times bestseller status on publication. When Sam recognizes Sadie in a crowded Boston subway station midway through their college careers at Harvard and MIT, he shouts, "Sadie Miranda Green, you have died of dysentery." This is a reference to the hundreds of hours, 609 to be exact, the two spent playing Oregon Trail and other games when they met in the children's ward of a hospital, where Sam was slowly and incompletely recovering from a traumatic injury, and where Sadie was secretly racking up community service hours by spending time with him. When he found out about this, it caused a rift that has separated them until now. Before long, they've patched things up and are spending the summer writing a soon-to-be-famous video game together in the apartment that belongs to Sam's roommate, the gorgeous, wealthy acting student Marx Watanabe. Marx becomes the third corner of their triangle, and decades of action ensue, much of it set in Los Angeles, some in the virtual realm, all of it riveting. A lifelong gamer herself, Zevin has written the book she was born to write— a love letter to every aspect of gaming. But Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow is sure to enchant even those, like me, who have never played a video game in their lives. People are going crazy for this book, comparing it to everything from The Goldfinch to Moby Dick. On the other hand, not enough people seem to know about The Mutual Friend by Carter Bays, his fiction debut after co-creating the show How I Met Your Mother. Though the reviews have rightly called it a whip-smart comedy of manners and a modern epic brimming with charm. The mutual friend of the title is the phone, which plays a key role in almost every scene of the book that is so true to life it almost hurts. Among the many characters connected by this little friend of ours are Alice, a 28-year-old nanny who's been trying to get it together to take the MCAT and apply to medical school ever since she announced it on her Facebook page 2 years ago, her crazy new roommate, Roxy, a social media maniac and a sexy troublemaker who works in the New York City mayor's office, Alice's brother, Bill, a tech zillionaire, and his wife, Pitterpat, who has just been diagnosed with Crohn's disease and isn't telling anybody. As funny as The Mutual Friend is, it is also full of wisdom and compassion, and its structure, told from the point of view of an omniscient narrator who is unidentified until the very end, is ingenious. As Julia Maxwell wrote in Booklist, it's an imaginatively tender and uncannily exact tale of life on the internet, startling in its precise capture of the reality of intertwined digital lives. And, I would add, it actually takes a crack at the question of what is the meaning of life. Dear Weekly Readers, put these two books on your TBR list now.
The books are Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin and The Mutual Friend by Carter Bays. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org, on the WIPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.